Declan, a big one here at UCD, with results going the other way, Derry move up on the third, clean sheet. So, a decent performance overall?
It's actually a very good performance, because I'll tell you why. UCD are a good side. They're a very good side that cause problems to teams because of the expansive nature they play. Any 3 points is a good point. It's 3 points for us. We've got to treat everybody with the utmost respect. The pitch was very, very difficult tonight. It wasn't conclusive to free-flowing football. I think it was detrimental to UCD as well, but ultimately we asked the players last week for can we get better at attacking set pieces, and we scored two tonight, and players had to dig deep tonight. It was a really big performance from us in terms of winning games in different ways. And look, every 3 points, I think that's the first 3 points we've won in Dublin this year. If we want to do anything this year, we have to continue to win in Dublin, and we go on Monday again, now to a very difficult venue, and hopefully we can get something from that.
So with Sloggett and Cole scoring their first, as you said, from set pieces, you must be delighted that non-forwards are weighing on with goals.
Well, we've asked the players all along this year that, you know, not just to be relying on our front three or four. So, you know, we set targets for the different units in the team, and thankfully tonight one of the defenders and one of the midfielders have chipped in. But don't underestimate how difficult a venue this is to come and play, especially this time of year when the pitch is difficult. They're a very good side. They've got three or four of the very real top players in the league. Farooj is top notch, O'Neill's top notch, Scales is top notch, you know, so it's a very, very difficult game for us, and to keep a clean sheet and come away having 1-2-0, we're absolutely ecstatic.
And just on a personal note, Declan, your 100th game in charge of Derry City, so you'll be celebrating that?
No, I'll be no celebrating. Look, I'm tremendously honoured and privileged to be in this position. It's fantastic, but ultimately it's not about myself or the backroom team, it's about pulling a new group of players together, and as you've seen tonight, they're giving everything for the club, they're giving everything for a bit of success. So we're getting on the bus tonight. The next thing in our mind is making sure that we're ready to do that round trip to Dublin again on Monday, and we look forward to it. The games are great for us at the minute, and long may it continue.
Hey Declan, not only did you not concede, obviously you didn't really concede many chances tonight, and they got four last week against Waterford.
Yeah, it was a great save because it looked like the ball was passing and he just took his hand back and clawed it out, but it definitely looked like a handball just on the line, and Sussex both missed it.
McNamee straight in, and then Derry get the goal, and soon the player goes down. It's Greg Sloggett returning to his former club. He makes the breakthrough from Derry. 23 minutes on the clock. As Gary said, we were just approaching the halfway point in the first half, but Sloggett arrived. I think it probably came off his midriff rolling his head. Gary was sort of falling in towards it, but he claimed the goal and Derry make the breakthrough.
Yeah, and it's kind of just bundled over a line from 2 or 3 yards.
A couple of players clustered on the penalty spot, plus a couple of other players clustered on the 18-yard line. Junior in on top of the keeper. McNamee, that's a poor ball from him. Parkhouse gets a touch onto it. It breaks back to Cole. Cole flashes one on. Flicked on header. What a save there. And again, that looked like handball. And out for a corner. It clearly looked like a handball. But a tremendous shot. And again, from Cole. What a save from Cairns. We said that he used his hands to date, but he pawed that one out from the goal. It fell to Parkhouse. Darren Cole cushions the ball forward. Now can Sloggett send Derry away. Lovely ball sent Stokes away down the right hand side. David Parkhouse needs to stay on field. Parkhouse puts it in the middle. It's over the top. Cairns throws himself at the ball. Still breaks inside there at the penalty area. Junior has it. Will Junior go past his man and try and get the shot away? Does really, really well. Sticks it back. Barry McNamee just squeezes it wide of the post. Last ditch deflection from UCD. Should have been 2-0 there, Gary. Stokes puts his hand up in the air. Just this one in towards the back post. That's head up in the air by Farooj. Still inside the penalty area. Parkhouse is underneath it. The ball takes an unfortunate bounce from him. And then Barry McNamee sends the ball back and Gilchrist tries to turn away. Gets the low shot on. Cairns does really well. And then Junior 2 yards out, can't connect, and Cairns does really well to push around the post for another corner. Great save, low down. Indeed, McNamee, the man who set up that move, puts the ball down on the spot. His delivery needs to be better from these ones. This one fizzes into the 6 yard box, it hits off O'Farrell, still down there. Gilchrist takes it off the toe of Cole. Cole tries to get it away. Shot then from Darren Cole, 2-0, and we just said a bit of quality. UCD will feel that they just gave that goal away, chested it down into the path. Cole took a touch. It looked as if Gilchrist had taken it off the toe, but Cole took a touch, stepped away from his man, and then really toe-poked it down low and home to make it 2-0 to Derry City. So that is exactly... So
there we are, folks. The full-time whistle has blown here at the Belfield Bowl. It has been a relatively easy 2-0 victory for Derry. One goal coming on either side of half-time. Derry making the breakthrough from Greg Sloggett. Probably man-of-the-match performance for me, Sloggett, to make it 1-0 to the Candy Stripes. And then in the second half, Darren Cole finishing from a corner to make it 2-0.